The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. All right. Armchair philosophers, something to think about for today. I'll start with a question. How many of you have ever had your feelings hurt by a flower? Okay, before you laugh, hear me out here. I take morning walks, and I like to go early when the sun is just dappling the trees and the grass, just peeking up in the eastern sky. And so I was walking recently, and I decided I was going to take some pictures of the wildflowers along the trail because they make great subjects for paintings. So I had taken my camera, and I'm walking, and I look down, and sure enough, I see these beautiful little purple flowers, kind of daisy-like, but different, with squared-off leaves, and I think they are the most beautiful shade of lavender. I need to take some pictures of them. So I'm all set to do that. With one problem, and that is that every single one of them is facing away from me. Now, I'm passing hundreds of these little guys on their stems that are up to 2 feet high, and I'm thinking, okay, my logical mind says this is against the law of averages. This goes against statistics. This is an impossibility. So my logical mind is saying, just keep walking. You'll find some that are turning, and you can get a good picture of one that is opened and use it for a painting. Well, it didn't happen. I kept walking. Every single one of them was facing away from me. So now I began to feel rejected. I mean, every flower had its back turned toward me. You know, I've been through that before, haven't you? You know, teenage or little kid in your family, and you're feeling rejected and misunderstood. And here I am. Full-grown adult, walking along a zillion stories higher than these tiny little flowers, and every single one has his head turned away from me, his back turned towards me, and I can't get the picture I want. So now I'm getting miffed, thinking this is just plain wrong. I just couldn't believe this was happening. So I'm walking and walking, and finally it dawns on me. It has nothing to do with me, of course, which I really realized all along. It has to do with the fact that every single one was facing the sun. The sun was rising in the east, and as the sun poked its head up over the horizon, every flower turned to welcome it. Every flower turned to be fed by it, to be nurtured by it, to be nourished by it. It is life, and they recognize that life-giving energy of the light, and they all turned towards that light. Everyone, in unison, even though each of them was doing it individually, it was a universal plant event that morning. And I couldn't help but think, geez, if they can do it, why don't we do that? Why don't we turn towards the light? Why do we instead allow ourselves to turn towards dark things, to celebrity culture in our society, to disgusting or degrading or depressing news? Why do we not turn towards the things that uplift and nourish us? Keep our attention focused on those things that are coming from other people or focusing on ourselves sending out that kind of light to other people. That's what it's all about. We choose the world we inhabit. Are we going to allow things to make us less than who we are? Are we going to allow things to make us more bigoted, more hateful, more judgmental, more prejudiced? Or are we going to look around and say, no, I'm going to turn towards the light too. That's my nature. In order for me to be my grandest self, my strongest self, my most beautiful self in full flower, then I need to turn away from anything that's dark, anything that brings me down, anything that does injustice, not just to me, but to the people that I share this planet with. I need to turn away from things that do damage to my community. I need to try to be a light, and I need to turn towards the light wherever I discover it, whether it's in another fellow human being, somebody I'm passing on the street, for instance, somebody in a grocery store. Can I smile and genuinely mean it when I say, "Hey, how are you?" Do I listen for a response? Do we recognize the impact we have on each other? Can we be that self that says, no more, no more of our crazy entertainment society where we've got to constantly be fiddling with the channels of the TV to see what we can watch happening instead of going out and doing something to make something good happen? We need to quit watching things so other people can sing, yay, so shows can make us laugh, yay. But truly, isn't that just time ticking out of our lives, leaving not even a contrail behind it? What are we going to do when we have to do an accounting for our own life? How do we make it start to happen? How are we taking care of our own selves? Are we turning toward the light when it comes to what we put in our bodies, for instance? Do we allow ourselves to eat things that are known toxins to the body? Have we even managed to check out the latest information on the foods that are bad for us, the foods that are good for us? For instance, have you ever Googled the Dirty Dozen? It's not the movie that I'm talking about here. The Dirty Dozen are the top 12 toxic fruits and vegetables that you never want to buy unless they're organic, certified organic, either from a local vendor at a market or in your grocery store. We have to take charge and be the masters of our life. We have to seek out the things that grow us, that make us stronger and better, that give us a chance to live a long and healthy life. That means turning away from most grains. That means turning away from most sugars. That means paying attention to what we put in our mouth. That means avoiding the colorful, beautiful packaging that's on the shelves of every grocery store. But when you read the labels, you're going to see things like high fructose corn syrup, which is toxic. These are the things that are overloading our livers, giving us diabetes, making us overweight, making us sick, giving us tumors, making the pharmaceutical industries rich, growing the corporate industry of the insurance industry as well as pharmaceuticals. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be guardians of our bodies. We're supposed to be doing what's best for us and at the same time spreading the word to others who may not know any better. So check it out. Look up, first of all, start with the Dirty Dozen. Avoid things like lettuce and grapes, peaches and apples, strawberries particularly, celery, green peppers or any sweet pepper, kale, spinach. You want to stay away from the kinds of fruits and vegetables that are toxic to you even if you wash them. And then there are two books I would highly recommend. If you do want to turn towards that light, if you do want to see yourself get stronger and have more energy, be healthier and glowing, then read two books. And these are the two I would most highly recommend at this point. One is called Wheat Belly, and I don't know the author, but read Wheat Belly. And it's talking about how we have different components now to our flours that we didn't used to have, the gluten used to be very low percentage in our flours, and that it's five times as high now, and it's making us sick. It's making us fat. And then read Sugar Blues by William Duffy. And that talks about the history of sugar and how we went from having sugar maybe amount to 2% of our diets to it now being at least 20 times that much and making us so ill that we have an inability to function. Our pancreas cannot produce the insulin. We have early onset diabetes, or we have adult onset diabetes. We shouldn't have people that are walking around this country with their legs swollen, their belly swollen. They are sick. Their eyes look sick. The skin looks pallid. That is a result of our diets directly. And what do we do to treat it? Does anyone tell us, watch what you're eating? Does anyone point us in the direction of those books or online information about health and nutrition? And why? Because if we all took charge of our health, the pharmaceutical industry would go bust, belly up, flat out, immediately, doomed, gone, poof. And that's not why corporations exist. They exist to get rich, so don't give them that satisfaction. Take over your own health, read the books. If you go off of sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup, which you're going to find in almost all baked goods and in breakfast cereals and in cookies and in just myriads of things in the grocery store. If you go off of sugar, and I can guarantee you the first 3 days will be hell because I did it, and it is addictive. Don't let them kid you. It's not just heroin and cocaine and stuff like that that's addictive. Our foods can be addictive too, and sugar is highly addictive. So be prepared to not have a very fun 3 days. But I can tell you this, after 3 days, you will feel really different, really good. And after 3 weeks, you will be at least 15 pounds lighter without changing anything else. And you will feel great. And people will comment on that. And they will want to have what you have, which is your health back or being restored. Your eyes will brighten. Your skin will look rosy. Your energy will return. Your belly won't be bloated anymore. You won't be getting tumors and having intestinal and digestion problems. Try it. Check it out. Do what you can, because it really is up to each and every one of us to turn towards the light, to bring to ourselves the things that make us healthy, to bring to ourselves the knowledge that allows us to make the decisions that make us healthy, to avoid almost everything that's in a beautiful, brightly colored package on our grocery store shelves, and to instead go to our local farmer's market. To grow our own foods would be even better. To only buy certified organic when you go to the stores, and you can spot that because they begin with the digit 9. If you pick up grapes and they begin with the digit 4, put them down. You want anything that has 5 digits and begins with a 9 of any produce, vegetable or fruit. That's organic. If it begins with a 4 and there are 4 digits, it's not organic. Avoid it. Particularly the thin-skinned things that absorb the toxins that cannot be washed off. And watch your health bloom. You can get off of those chemicals that put a burden on our hearts and a burden on our systems. You can quit taking the chemicals that are in prescription drugs, which is what happens when you go to a doctor and you've got problems because you're eating too much sugar, so you've got a problem with your pancreas. You've got a problem with insulin and sugar levels. They put you on a drug rather than telling you what's causing it. What they need to do instead of filling your body with chemicals that make our system totally screwed up, what they need to do is to tell us it's what you're eating. Pay attention to what you're eating. If you do that, your system will rebalance, your health will return, and you will be in charge again. Can't beat that with a stick, can we? So my recommendation is begin by just Googling the Dirty Dozen, pick up the book Wheat Belly, and pick up the book Sugar Blues, small paperback, inexpensive, by William Duffy. Read them and then take it from there, because by God, your life belongs to you and it shouldn't be being messed with by people that only want to collect money at your expense. Take it back. Make it count. You're in charge. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.